Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score.
This could do it. Out to left field, coming in, Benintendi, and the streak is over. After 21 L's in a row, the White Sox come to the West Coast and get their first win in a long time. Say it with me, Southside, stand up.
That was NBC Sports Chicago last night. I want to drop in a couple of Cubs news nuggets here before we get to some White Sox stuff. Breaking news on 670. The Score is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Albert Alzolay is indeed having Tommy John surgery. They haven't given an exact timeline, but we know it's usually over a year and a couple of months. So that's going to put him out for a significant portion of next year. And also Cody Bellinger, who made that ill-advised lunge onto the base last night. According to Megan Montemurro, Bellinger dealing with a sore hamstring and hyperextended his knee. Craig Counsell said they'll see how he feels, but he wanted to give him a day off. His Cubs are also off tomorrow.
So the Sox streak ended mercifully last night. And I was saying during transition that we were trying to put it into a more creative perspective than just, is it going to be the next number after 20? Is it 21? Is it 22? Like, you want to give some context to this. Going into last night, it was 27-88, the record. So now they're up to 28. And when you consider that they were 14 games back of the Rockies, more losses but fewer wins. So 14 games back of the Rockies, who are the second worst team.
And they're real bad too.
And we haven't even brought in the discussion about the A's, who were purposefully trying to be the worst team.
And they're way better than you.
It just tells, unfortunately, a lot of truths about what you're seeing. I understand. I know, Dan, you went Rasputin mode on Pedro Grifol. As a matter of characterization, I think we have too many sports Rasputins. We need more archetypes. You've got a lot of sports Rasputins. I think we need to mix it up. But there is a point to be made. It's that when Chris Getz says the phrase famously, "I don't like our team," and then you're seeing who is being placed in his front office and in his staff, right? And you're seeing guys like Brian Bannister, who we think has made some progress. Eric Fetty's the example there. But then you also see that Pedro Grifol has been retained. What that was going to look like this coming year, this has to be considered. And it's also you may have gotten the person you want, but when we talk about the importance of conflict of opinion and conflict in approach, when Pedro's saying there's nothing we can do after games and guys are doing all they can, and then you guys are pointing out fundamental issues that are the margins that perhaps would have cost them a win during this slide, and there's nobody to check that person because that's their person, then that's where this dissonance, I think, comes in. Did the person who agreed with you shed some light on what your picture is? Because I hope there is some true referendum and some true self-awareness and reflection after what we just saw. It's fun to talk about if you're outside of it, which we are. But having covered losing baseball teams for as long as I have, that's not fun for the individuals. Like, I was worried last night just from a standpoint of, what if a reliever comes in there like John Brebbia and he's not made for that and the streak is on the line and it's like you're facing Tiger Woods on Sunday and then something bad happens and he's the one blaming himself? Like, you're not wishing that kind of sports trauma on anyone. Yeah, that's what makes this bad. That's what magnifies how bad this really is. Not to mention the CBA, I'm pretty sure, was constructed to prevent these things from happening. And how bad it is for everyone involved. Baseball, you know, the national news, when a baseball team makes the news, is not supposed to be how futile is the team, historically so. And there's individuals involved. Like, there's a reason Ozzy was so happy when he called into the postgame show yesterday. I'm not trying to make excuses for anybody, But I think there are some truths that can be told from something like this, where a team is on the verge of history because they're so bad. That's not ultimately a good thing.
I'm with you wholeheartedly. Like them, my hope, I was talking with Porth about this in the hallway yesterday because we were talking about like betting it and what to do. With where I'm at with the White Sox is that I'm glad that things rose to a national level, because it's very easy for the White Sox organizationally to dismiss us to, well, the scores always had it in for us. Like, okay, we're the local station. You can dismiss us. You can dismiss people who are writing columns about you for whatever reason. It's difficult to dismiss it rising to the level of your organization being mocked nationally, or national reporters starting to pick up the scent and then say, what is going on with the White Sox? Why does this thing look like this? How did we go from the end of 22 with a 500 team to them being the worst team in baseball history? And then starting to ask, I think, some important questions about where this organization is. And my hope, and I think it's misplaced. I think it's misplaced hope, considering what we already know, is that it embarrasses Jerry Reinsdorf so much to see his team, like for anyone walking through an airport the last couple of days, to look up and see, oh, the White Sox continue to lose and continue to embarrass, that it embarrasses him to act, and to act as if he's someone who wants to see his franchise win. That's what we haven't seen. It's what's so disappointing about all of this is that it just feels like you have an owner that doesn't care, that isn't embarrassed enough.
After he said when he hired the general manager that he was impatient, he stood there and said he doesn't want to take an extra year to take the time to have somebody get to know the organization before decisions can be made. The whole point of making the move, based on what he said, was urgency and alacrity, and we get none of it.
Okay, well, if this is your picture, I hope you guys want to change it. Like, if this is the vision, now that you're seeing it fully realized and theoretically getting the return for the trades that you wanted, and hearing your manager talk the way he did after a 21-game losing streak, and hearing other reports. And the manager did talk about, Daryl Van Scowen posted that quote on Twitter, talking about how Pedro said, you know, regarding the mandating of BP and running, you know, sometimes you have to change it up, right? Sometimes you have to change it up in order to provide a different environment that maybe might result in a different result. And when you say, you know, there's nothing we can do and we're men and we're going to go out there and we're going to fight, your lineup deserves some discussion. Having somebody who, you know, is relatively new to Major League Baseball within 20 games batting second, I think requires some discussion.
I'm with you, Layla. And I think that it goes beyond, like, it happens a lot in sports where sometimes people think that the idea of getting over the wall is to just punch harder so you can punch through it, when there are different strategies that you can employ. And one of the things I don't like about Pedro is that he seems like he doesn't know any other strategy than, we've just got to play harder. I appreciate that as a touchstone thing that you've got going on, but you do need to offer them, here's a way that we can play smarter. Here's a way that we can develop players that it becomes second nature. Where are the ideas coming from? And that's why I don't like this guy. Well, I don't think he has any real ideas. And you can tell by what he looks like and sounds like when he's stressed. It's always the same thing. Oh, we just got to keep doing what you're doing. No.
No.
No, you don't.
That is the whole point of managing a team for a 162-game season. You can't always do the same thing.
But that was my point that I tried to make yesterday about Pedro. He doesn't seem to understand that he can do stuff.